By 2035, the global market for biopolymers is projected to hit over $84 billion, growing at nearly 16% per year. The question for Western companies is no longer if they'll adopt sustainable materials, but who will dominate the technology to produce them, and what will the new competitive landscape look like? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the world of advanced polymers. It's a space seeing massive disruption on three fronts. First, a high-stakes policy battle in the U.S. over what even counts as recycling. Second, a new wave of high-performance materials for advanced manufacturing is creating new global competitors. And finally, the game is being completely changed by artificial intelligence, which is accelerating materials discovery at an incredible pace. Let's start with the recycling debate. Troy, New York State is in the middle of a major fight. What's happening?
New York lawmakers are debating a plastic waste reduction bill, and the flashpoint is the definition of chemical recycling. The proposed legislation might exclude processes like pyrolysis and gasification from being officially classified as recycling.
Okay, pyrolysis. Can you break that down? What is chemical recycling versus the mechanical recycling we're more familiar with?
Certainly. Mechanical recycling is shredding and melting plastic to make new pellets. It works, but often degrades the quality. Chemical recycling breaks the plastic down to its basic molecular building blocks, its original monomers or chemical feedstocks. Pyrolysis, for instance, uses high heat in the absence of oxygen to do this. The industry, led by groups like the American Chemistry Council, argues this is essential for a true circular economy, especially for hard-to-recycle mixed plastics.
But environmental groups disagree?
They argue it's energy intensive, can produce toxic byproducts, and is often just a way to create fuel, not new plastics. They're concerned about greenwashing. This policy fight in New York could set a precedent for the entire United States.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For U.S. manufacturers, regulatory uncertainty is the biggest threat. If chemical recycling isn't officially recognized, it could halt investment in these advanced facilities in the U.S. European manufacturers, however, are watching a different story unfold. While the U.S. debates policy, major European companies are scaling up the technology, but often they're doing it in Asia.
And that brings us to our second development, BASF, the German chemical giant. What have they just done?
In March of last year, BASF inaugurated a chemical recycling plant in Shanghai, China. It uses depolymerization to recycle polyamide 6 fibers with an initial capacity of 500 tons per year. They are demonstrating a viable, industrial-scale process that creates high-quality recycled material, effectively closing the loop.
So for Western trading companies and distributors, what's the key insight here?
The insight is about supply and standards. If you're sourcing recycled polymers, you need to know where the advanced high-quality material is coming from. Right now, a major European player is building that capacity in China. This means U.S. distributors might need to look to European technology being deployed in Asia for certain high-grade recycled feedstocks if domestic investment stalls.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for an executive listening right now?
Pay very close attention to regulatory definitions. If your company's ESG goals rely on circularity, the legal definition of recycling is now a mission-critical variable. You need to be lobbying and planning for a scenario where U.S. policy diverges from the EU or Asia, which will directly impact your supply chain strategy for recycled materials.
Let's move from recycling to creation. We're seeing a wave of new high-performance materials for additive manufacturing, or 3D printing. A U.S. company, POC Lab, just unveiled something interesting.
They've launched two new photopolymer resins that solve a major industrial challenge. They are both flame retarded, meeting the UL 94V0 standard and safe from electrostatic discharge, or ESD. One of them, the HT240C resin, also has a very high heat deflection temperature of 240 degrees Celsius.
So what does that combination of properties, flame retardant, ESD safe, and high heat resistance, unlock for manufacturers?
It opens the door for 3D printing functional in-use parts in very demanding sectors. Think of custom electronic housings in aerospace, jigs and fixtures on an automotive assembly line near high heat components, or casings for sensitive medical equipment. Critically, POC Lab's resin provides isotropic ESD performance.
is isotropic?
It means the electrostatic protection is uniform in all directions, regardless of how the part was printed. That's a key technical achievement that ensures reliability for protecting sensitive electronics. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this is a significant opportunity to replace traditionally machined metal or plastic parts with faster, more complex 3D printed components for specialized applications.
But it seems the competition isn't standing still. We're also seeing a major announcement out of China this week.
That's right. A company called Shengwen New Materials has launched a new line of high-performance engineering plastic filaments, specifically PEEK, PEI, and PPSU. These are some of the highest performing thermoplastics available.
PEEK and PEI. I've heard those terms. What makes them so special, and what's the competitive threat here?
PEEK offers incredible mechanical strength and heat resistance. PEI has excellent rigidity and chemical resistance. These aren't materials for hobbyist printers. They are for printing industrial-grade parts for aerospace, medical implants, and automotive components. The direct competitive threat for Western material companies is a new, sophisticated Asian supplier entering the high-margin, industrial-grade materials market.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know about this?
They need to evaluate these new materials from Shengwen. If the quality and consistency are high, it could represent a new, potentially lower-cost sourcing option for high-performance filaments. This could disrupt the pricing power that established Western suppliers like Solvay or Evonik have held in the PEEK and PEI markets. Market timing is key. Getting in early to test and validate these materials could provide a competitive advantage.
So the actionable insight for executives?
If you're in specialty chemicals or advanced manufacturing, you must update your competitive analysis. The barrier to entry for high-performance materials is lowering. U.S. and European firms must emphasize their unique value, whether that's through application support, quality certification for critical industries like aerospace, or integration with specific hardware. You can no longer compete on material specs alone. You must compete on the total solution.
Troy, for our final segment, let's look at the engine driving a lot of this innovation, artificial intelligence. We're seeing multiple reports that AI is fundamentally changing material science itself. How?
It's about radically accelerating the discovery process. Traditionally, developing a new polymer was a matter of trial and error in the lab, which could take years. AI, and specifically machine learning, is changing that paradigm. It can analyze massive data sets of known polymers and predict the properties of new, undiscovered molecular structures before they are ever synthesized.
So it's a predictive tool. How does that work in practice?
One powerful technique highlighted in recent research is Bayesian optimization. Think of it as an intelligent search strategy. Instead of running 1,000 random experiments, the AI runs a few, learns from the results, and then intelligently suggests the next most promising experiment to run. This has been shown to drastically reduce the number of experiments needed to optimize a process, whether it's for a new polymer formulation or an organic synthesis reaction.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers right now? Is this a real-world tool or still academic?
It is absolutely a real-world tool. It means the time to market for new materials with tailored properties, like a biodegradable plastic with a specific strength, or a polymer for an EV battery with better thermal stability, can be cut from years to months. European chemical giants are already heavily invested. For a U.S. manufacturer, this means your competitors are developing new, better, cheaper materials faster than ever before. If you aren't integrating AI into your R&D, you are already falling behind.
And for trading companies and distributors?
You need to be aware that the pace of material innovation is accelerating. A breakthrough material that gives a product a performance edge may have a much shorter lifespan before a better alternative emerges. Your sourcing strategy needs to become more dynamic, and you need to be building relationships with the startups and research labs that are at the forefront of this AI-driven discovery.
So, the final actionable insight for executives on this front.
You need to assess your company's data infrastructure and talent. Materials R&D is no longer just the domain of chemists and material scientists. It now requires data scientists and machine learning experts. Consider partnerships with universities or specialized AI firms. The biggest risk is treating this as a future trend. The AI-driven materials revolution is happening now, and it is a fundamental shift in competitive capability.
Troy, an incredibly dynamic week in the world of materials. Time to distill this all down. What is your strategic summary for our listeners?
I have three key takeaways this week. First, the regulatory landscape for plastics is now a strategic battleground. The debate over the definition of chemical recycling in places like New York will directly impact billion-dollar investment decisions and supply chains for sustainable materials. Western executives must treat policy as a core business risk and opportunity.
Second,
the global competition in high-performance materials is intensifying. We're seeing a U.S. innovator like Peak Lab create value in a niche application, while a Chinese competitor, Shengwen, enters the mainstream PEEK and PEI market. Western companies must move beyond simply selling a product and focus on providing a complete, certified solution to defend their market share.
And your final takeaway?
Artificial intelligence is no longer hype. It is a fundamental driver of R&D efficiency. Companies that integrate AI into their materials discovery and design process will out-innovate those that don't. The call to action is to invest in data science capabilities and partnerships immediately, as this is rapidly becoming the new standard for competitiveness in the chemical and manufacturing industries.
Troy, thank you for the analysis. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Our mission at Troy Technical Intelligence is to deliver the actionable insights you need to stay ahead in a rapidly changing global market.
Thank you for listening.
If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and join us again next week for your essential update on technology and its impact on your business.